A lot of times the reason things like abuse happen is because parents don't know what else to do, especially when their child's acting out.
Dr. Audrey Boggs directs the Children's Counseling Clinic at the California Parenting Institute in Santa Rosa. She is at the forefront of trying to combat child abuse in Sonoma County, where just last year, more than 5,000 suspected incidents were reported to authorities. A key means of preventing abuse, she says, is to educate parents.
So we teach them specific techniques that work, that are, you know, non-abusive, but actually positive approaches. And they really help the child not only to comply with the behavior expectations, but it also helps them to develop self-esteem and positive social skills and things like that.
It's difficult work, but Bog says she also sees parents who are able to change their ways.
What you don't know unless you're in the field is that you also see amazing stories of resilience and growth and coming through these adverse circumstances and becoming stronger individuals and families. That's the real gift of the work, is seeing that growth and that improvement.
For example, she teaches parents how to behave during dreaded tantrums.
So tantruming is something that's very typical, but even so, it's very difficult to deal with. Parents will say, you know, well, I don't know what else to do. My parents would just smack me when I misbehaved. So that's what I'm doing to my child. I just smack them.
That's more likely, she says, to teach children to be aggressive when they get upset. And the resulting fights can escalate into child abuse.
So what happens is the parent gets into a power struggle with their child, whereas with a technique such as, you know, giving a child a clear directive or a 5-minute warning, in 5 minutes, it's going to be time to go brush your teeth. And then, okay, it's time to go brush your teeth, instead of screaming, yelling, or giving a child a directive when they're in the middle of a play activity when they're more likely not to comply.
Calm, clear warnings can help avoid tantrums. It's that kind of education that can move a formerly abusive parent toward the path of redemption.
We see that every day. We see every day people changing their lives because it's very simple. It's education and support of children and families.
Robin Bowen is the California Parenting Institute's executive director, where parent educators also teach lessons in coping with stress, showing affection to their children, and healing the wounds of their own past.
We have parents who have experienced child abuse, experienced drug abuse, experienced high conflict divorce growing up. And so that's brought, they're bringing to the table their own trauma. And so the other piece of it is for them to kind of work through that trauma so that they don't pass those traits on to their kids as well.
Bowen says she's seen parents and families who have so changed that they've gone out of their way to thank the neighbors who first reported them to authorities. Preventing abuse, Bowen says, is a matter not just for parents, teachers, health professionals, but for the whole community. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.